Big Blue Insider is on News Radio 630 WLAP and the iHeartRadio app. To interact with the show, call us at 859-280-2287. That's 859-280-CATS. Or you can tweet us at Big Blue Insider 1.
All right, welcome back. Second hour, Big Blue Insider. Ryan Lumen in for Dick Gabriel tonight. We're live on the back porch of Kyle Galbraith's house in Athens, Georgia, for the big Kentucky-Georgia football game tomorrow. The KSR pregame show begins at noon. And where's it at, Drew, from Middlesbrough?
The Special Collections Library, right next to SEC Nation's setup.
Special Collections Library.
Yeah.
Thank you for staying on hold.
SEC Nation has a big map. Just follow their map.
Okay. And we're right beside it.
Okay. I'm hanging up and listening.
Okay, thank you. Billy R. Sports is in the house running the show. Billy, we've talked a lot of basketball, a lot of football. We're starting to see some pictures and some things come out from Big Blue Madness. There's one local reporter in town that keeps downplaying the size of the crowd there for football. But, I mean, I think it's kind of understandable. The football team's been the lead story, the number one story. Headline news, they're 6-0 going down to Georgia tomorrow to play for first place in the SEC East and a chance to go to the SEC Championship game, which has never happened. So I get it. I completely understand why, don't you?
Yes, I understand it. Do you think Jerry Tipton's just snickering to himself about that tweet with the empty seats or what?
He's done that for years. He's the one guy that's going to, you know, make fun of the crowd or the attendance or whatever he has a chance to. So we'll pick basketball up in December and get on board because what's going to be a very good team and they should make a very big run. But right now it's football, and deservedly so. And we have a guy on that apparently knows, and he says he knows about football. He's Max from Hyden. Max, you're from Hyden, Kentucky, is that right?
I am from Hyden, Kentucky, but just have a great affinity for Australia, so much so that I put on their accent. Thanks for having me. I've always wanted to be Insider, and it's good to join you guys Insider.
Well, you don't sound like a guy from Hyden, Kentucky, that's for sure. So your accent is excellent.
Yeah, I've been working on it a lot, watching lots of Steve Irwin and Crocodile Dundee just to get myself ready for this call.
Now, I follow you on Twitter, by the way. I don't know if you knew this or not, but
okay.
I follow you on Twitter. You just drove down to Athens, apparently, today.
Okay.
And you got a tweet that says, the American music education continues. I don't know if I like this man's music. It was Conway Twitty. But I really hope he won the battle against his hair, trying to completely engulf his head. But he thought he was considered the sexiest man in America for a long time.
Yeah, I guess much like a lot of trends, the love of hair has kind of reduced as time's gone on. So I think the fact that he was completely trying to engulf his head in hair seems to have been a thing of the past.
Now, why were you listening to Conway Twitty? That's what I don't understand. You're a young guy.
Yeah, well, I am a young guy. Unfortunately, when I hopped in the car, I brought the average of the car age down to about, maybe 65. And so, unfortunately, I was stuck with a bunch of people who were still listening to the 20s and 30s and 40s and post-World War II cartoon music. So,
now, you've got several tweets here also about Rascal Flatts. I'm sure you enjoyed listening to Rascal Flatts.
I must admit, of all the music that I listened to today, that was probably my least favorite. I did listen to a lot that I liked. Rascal Flatts was not one of them. I tried to get into it, but it just didn't happen for me.
Here's another one. Trip update. Been learning a lot of American history on this trip, which is, you know, we're from Hyden. You should learn a lot of American history. Let me just say I'm thankful it was Daniel Boone and not Kentucky Sports Radio navigating these lands back in the day. ETA for Athens, Tuesday.
Yeah, so we've arrived somehow. But, I mean, whether you think that's a good thing or not, I'm not sure, because we left Lexington yesterday at about 1 or 2 p.m. and we arrived the following day at 4 p.m. So if 26 hours of travel time to get to Athens is normally on par, then we made it on time. Otherwise, we took some slight detours.
There's another trip update you tweeted out. Kentucky Sports Radio takes the term ride or die and gets painstakingly close to replacing the or with and with the way he drives. Having a great time. I feel a little sarcasm in there.
There was a little bit. A lot of honesty, too,
yeah?
To be honest. A lot of honesty. He does tend to think that he owns the road. It's his road and everyone else is just using it. So he tends to just swerve all over the road and get in anyone's way. He was going to pick up some water to hydrate us for the night tonight and just decided he was going to move someone out of the way as we hopped in there too. So not sure why he thinks that, but it's his road. Everyone else is using it.
Now, surely he didn't do the old trick where there's a long line of cars and he pulls along in the turning lane to cut in front of about 30 of them. Surely he wouldn't have a jerk move like that.
Well, if you were listening to a radio show that was on earlier this morning, you would have heard Drew Franklin talk about the fact that in Tennessee, where we were driving through, there was a lot of motorized carts, so much so that they even create a lane for them. Well, KY, Kentucky Sports Radio man, thought that that was his lane.
Oh, he thought it was his lane.
Yeah, thought it was his lane. And a lot of motorized carts got moved off into the actual road, which didn't end up well.
It was just a confusion. You know, yeah. He thought it was his lane. He deserved to be there.
Yeah, no doubt. No, it's been a good trip so far. It's been a lot of fun. But the map directions and the lack of use of them, to be honest, has been concerning.
I'm sure you had a lot of life experiences growing up in Hyden, Kentucky.
Yep.
Leslie County, home of Tim Couch.
Yep.
Football star, if you know that or not. Tim Couch, football star at the University of
Kentucky. I was always a basketball fan growing up.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was getting at. You have this story I don't think you've ever told about all these NBA guys you met and even played soccer with Steph Curry.
Don't know about soccer, but yes, very close. So was lucky enough to come over here on a trip and spend some time with some NBA players. Got to go to a lot of games and hung out with the likes of Steph Curry, Kevin Durant. Best part of the whole thing, I had lunch with Jeremy Lin for about 2 hours, got to sit down, talk to him, ask him questions, go back and forth. We also went on the set of TNT with Shaq and all those kind of guys, which was awesome. They chucked us on there. Shaq did his best Australian accent at the time, which I liked because I also try my own Australian accent, as you know. And
yeah.
I thought mine was a little bit better than his, but he did his best effort, and it was just a great trip. Ended up punting the ball back and forth with Steph Curry, which was awesome. And he actually wasn't terrible, so I was pretty impressed.
Was it just in the practice gym?
No, so he just finished a game. He'd just beaten the Memphis Grizzlies by 52 points.
Wow.
And came off the court, came out the back, talked to us for a little while and said, we beat him by 52. I probably only played about 20 minutes tonight. I'm happy to get in a few extras. And we ended up kicking the ball in the car park, on the parking lot, like you guys say. I'm always used to using the Australian terms.
What do you call it?
Well, in Australia, they call it car park. So
the car park.
Yeah, so a parking lot, as us Americans say.
Yeah.
So went out there and kicked the ball for about 20 minutes, and it was good fun.
I think it's an awesome story. I've never heard you tell that you had this association with these NBA guys. Said you got to watch Kobe Bryant practice one time, right?
Yes, watched Kobe Bryant practice. Talked to Roy Hibbert was on the Lakers at the time. We talked to a bunch of the players. I believe Pau Gasol was there at the time. And just got to see them, and obviously now with the tragedy of Kobe, it was just cool to be able to say that I've been in the same gym as him.
Yeah, that is cool. And you said after practice was over, he practiced for, like, would you say, another 3 hours?
Yeah, so we were silly enough, and I guess everyone would do this, we were silly enough to want to wait around till everyone had finished practice. He was out there for about another 2 hours, and we said, well, we'll sit around and watch him shoot hoops for 2 hours so we can maybe get to talk to him, take a photo. Stayed around for the 2 hours. After he made his last basket, he was like, we weren't there, walked past us straight into the locker room and went about his business. But I can understand he's a busy man. But it was cool to see him go about his business.
Well, that's still, yeah, pretty cool to be up close like that with Kobe Bryant.
There's no doubt.
So what do you call parking lots again?
Car parks.
Car parks.
Yeah.
What did you call the slot machines we saw last night in Cherokee?
I called them pokies.
Pokies?
Yes, the pokey machines.
The pokey machine.
Uh-huh.
Well, you've got a good education on this trip. How good defensive driving skills.
Uh-huh.
A lot of about kudzu. Learned about kudzu.
I did learn about kudzu.
Yes.
Yeah.
Trashy country music.
Yes.
Things like that.
The chain rock.
Chain rock.
Yeah.
Big experience there. Drew from Middlesbrough. That was one of the biggest highlights of the day.
Yeah, I heard a lot about Max liking chain rock. And Max also learned how to do a correct U-turn and how to do several incorrect U-turns.
Very true.
So he's got down our traffic laws as well.
Did you understand the format that we pee when the certain driver wants to pee?
I understand it now.
Yeah, and we eat when the certain driver wants to eat.
I definitely understand that now.
You get it now, don't you? What are you talking about? Yeah.
Yeah, I found it quite interesting that me and Drew were counting up the amount of U-turns that we had during the trip, and he executed a perfect U-turn, and we said, there's another one. And he said, that wasn't a U-turn. As if he hadn't gone in the perfect U-shape and gone from going in one direction to the complete opposite.
Yeah. a perfect U-turn that he did.
Yes.
We also convinced you need to eat a hot dog, corn dog.
Corn dog, yes. I'm wanting to try, and taffy as well. I want to try corn dog and taffy, any kind of American, I guess, cuisine. I'm willing to try, except for buffalo chicken dip. That's out.
I mean, dude, we were right through Gatlinburg last night. Taffy capital and corn dog capital of the world.
Yeah. I'm a guy that likes to keep their jaw in perfect contact and maybe not dislocate it out of place. And the taffy explanation to me sounds like I'm probably never going to speak again.
Drew from Madisonville, I know you're still on hold, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, I just butted in again.
You have a question for Max from Hayden?
No, I was just really going to emphasize this point. You know, he mentioned our time here. You know, a seven-hour drive took a little longer than 7 hours.
Took a lot longer than
I don't know how we managed to be 2 hours away from Athens for 8 hours. But I don't know if we were just driving a straight circle around Athens. Was it like a new circle road with the 2 hours outside of Athens? But we somehow pulled that off.
Yeah, when we left Cherokee, it was supposed to be a 2.5 hour drive. And we got here like 5 hours later.
I don't know.
How did that happen?
I have no idea.
It's because he doesn't press go on Google Maps. Like, he just thinks like he presses himself and thinks he's the go button. And he'll just read the directions to himself instead of just following what it says.
Billy's here. He always has a question for our guests, and so we got Max from Hayden here. Billy, do you have a question?
Yeah, Max, I saw that you got to meet with the Middlesbrough football team. Were you able to give them some tips?
It was great to meet with them. It actually, like, honestly really reminded me of, like, getting back to kind of that high school age and just, like, growing back in love with the sport and, you know, being able to look around the surroundings. And it's not the best facilities in the world, you know, it's not the best field in the world, but they're all down there, they're all loving it. It was a great experience to be down there, and we were with the leading record holder for women's points in Kentucky high school history. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
And so that was awesome to see her. She was actually booming kicks, which it sounds bad to say I was surprised, but I thought, you know, maybe she might make 30, 35 type yarders. This girl was good from 40, 45, almost 50. So that was awesome to see. She was absolutely booting it. Talked to the punter for a little bit. Not sure whether he took any of my advice on board, but tried to give him as much as I could. And it was just a great experience, and hopefully they can continue to go undefeated this year.
We have a caller. Can you stay online and take a caller?
I can.
You want to do that? I'll say, Billy, who we got?
Wendell is online.
Wendell. Oh, Wendell. Go ahead, Wendell.
Hello, Ryan.
Hello,
how
Wendell.
How you doing?
It's
been
on the back porch.
Long time since you've hosted on WLAP. Hey, man, I'm glad that you are getting Mr. Duffy cultured to the wonders of 70s and 80s country music. Harold Lloyd Jenkins is a cultural icon, and he deserves some respect. That being said,
who
Mr.
are you talking
Duffy,
about? Who's Lloyd Jenkins?
Harold Lloyd Jenkins is the birth name of Conway Twitty.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There we go.
Okay. All right.
That
all you got?
Said, Mr. Okay. Duffy, enjoyed watching you kick. I've enjoyed even more listening or watching your tweets and listening to you today and yesterday on the radio. That being said, did you see the flood wall in Pineville? Did you know that it has never been shut to protect the town from floods? And what would you think about that?
Yeah, we did. We saw that. That was actually very interesting. They pointed that out to me. I thought it was a little bit confusing because if the floodwaters managed to go over the gate there, then people would be in a bit of trouble. And also, you've kind of got the two-headed monster of you've got the flood coming from one side and then you've got the falling gigantic rock from the other side. And they happen to simultaneously happen at the same time, which is highly likely. You've got the rock forcing people into the wall and the water coming over the wall, and I'm just not sure it's going to end well for the people that live in the crater there.
Could end bad for the people of Pineville, is what you're trying to say.
Yes, but no, I did see that. It was. I've seen a lot of things on this trip, and it's actually been kind of cool to go through and see a lot of sights.
I have breaking news
driving
from Big Blue Madness.
Tennessee. Driving through Tennessee, did you see any women chewing tobacco?
I did not. I think they were chewing taffy in Gatlinburg. Yeah.
Thank you, Wendell. Appreciate it. But you do know most women in Tennessee chew tobacco.
They do?
Oh, yeah. Stay away from them.
Okay.
Stay away from them. I have breaking news from Big Blue Madness, Billy.
What's that, Ryan?
Apparently, Kyra Elzy rappelled down from the rafters.
I just watched the video. I called back in.
Did she do a good job? Oh, Drew from Madisonville still
here. What, like a Navy SEAL? How did she do this?
Yeah. Her and the mascot rappelled from the very top.
Did they really?
Yeah, it's really cool. Everyone check it out. It's all over Twitter.
Very cool. So they do have started Madness with a bang.
So no dancing. The dancing is retired, but that's quite an entrance for her first full Big Blue
Madness.
A free
fall rappel down the rafters of Rupp Arena.
Yep.
I like it.
Do you think UK basketball, with the success of Isaac Humphries, they'll ever go back to the great land of Australia to maybe recruit a few?
Are you saying you're offering your services?
I mean, I'd be happy to play a bit of point guard if they need me to. Not sure I'm required, but are they ever going to delve back there? We've got some great products.
Well, Isaac was great here.
Ty Winyard from New Zealand.
Ty Winyard. If Isaac had stayed one more year, he could have been a superstar. Uh-huh. Then he wanted to go back to Australia and play. So, do you know him?
I do not know him personally, but I would like to go and I'd like to meet the guy. It'd be great. Yeah.
Good guy.
Yeah.
Good piano player.
Okay.
Great singer.
Good singer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sings Adele.
Yeah. Very talented.
He doesn't sing any Quiddy or Twitty.
Twitty.
Yeah. Conway.
No Quiddy.
All right. We're overdue for a break. We'll take our break, come back. Hopefully these guys will stay on hold with us and add to the rest of the show. We got to get out at 7:45 tonight because of SEC football game talk, roundtable, something. But we'll be right back after this. 859-280-2287. This is Big Blue Insider.
This is the home of the Wildcats. 630 WLAP.
By special requests from Max from Australia. Max from Hyden, sorry. Max from Hyden. A little more Conway Twitty here for you to enjoy tonight.
Puts me in a good mood.
This song is just a love song that everybody just loves.
Yeah. If I ever need a serenade, a female or something, I'm sure I'll chuck that on.
Because you see the want to in your eyes.
Yeah.
Here's a tweet from Bluegrass Jack.
Okay.
I grew up in southeastern Kentucky. That guy's accent sounds legit to me. Definitely sounds like he's been insider before. That's very nice of Bluegrass Jack saying that.
It is. I'm not sure if he's referring to whether I sound like a Kentuckian or an Australian, but I'll take both. I'm aiming for the Australian accent right now.
Can you do a Kentucky accent?
I can, but it's just when you play a character and you work so hard at it for so long, it's hard to break character, you know what I mean? So I'm kind of like a method actor.
Well, can you do it now?
What would you like me to say? Because I can say simple words. Like I can say like water, card, do's. That's about it.
What's the soft drink you buy in a green can that's kind of a green liquid? It starts with mountain. What's it called?
Mountain Dew.
Oh, you did it.
There you go.
Mountain Dew. Very good.
Mountain Dew, it would be how it's pronounced in Australia, unfortunately.
We've got Max from Hyden here, and Drew from Madisonville has just thankfully hung on for
He
about
just keeps hanging on through the ads.
Yeah. He hangs up.
It's like you on Periscope back in the day when you couldn't turn it off. I tried to hang up, and I'm just here.
Can't do it.
It's the phone.
The button. Billy actually had a question for you.
Okay.
I did?
I thought you said you did during the break.
I said we had a caller. You want
to maybe that's what you told me. I'm sorry. I was half listening. Who's our caller, Billy?
It's Andy.
Oh, that's right. That's what you said. I remember that now. Our good friend Andy, who's on with his good brother Drew from Madisonville. Hello, Andy.
Hey, how you guys doing down there? Nice.
We're doing well, Andy. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm getting ready to probably listen to Coach Cal give his speech here in a little while. Take a little 20 or 30 minute break from the waiting for the football game tomorrow that we've been anticipating all week. One thing about basketball, I think that most fans, of course, are going to be all in on football through December, like you said. But I guarantee you, November 9th. Everybody's going to be tuned all ready for that Kentucky-Duke basketball game and get a little closure for that last year with we'll play Coach K.
Yeah.
I know I will.
We're running out of time, but everybody's wanting to know on the edge of their seat. What's your parlay this weekend?
I haven't done any parlays right yet. I look for Mississippi State to give Alabama a game.
Well?
What?
I do. I look for Mississippi State to actually stay within that 17-point spread.
Hold your money tight, Andy.
You would have laughed at him. You would have laughed at him last week if he said A&M was going
to
beat
Bama. That's very true. That's very true, Andy. You're right. I should shut up and listen to the experts like you.
And one more thing.
Got to hurry.
Chris Rodriguez. Georgia is allowing 67 rushing yards.
Okay, we got to go, Andy. We'll talk about it when we come out. I'm sorry, but we got a hard break to get out of here. We'll be right back. This is Big Blue Insider.
This is the home of the Wildcats, 630 WLAP.
Rascal Flatts, here we go. Big Blue Insider welcoming Rascal Flatts for our good friend Max from Australia. Max from Hyden, here we go. Listen to it. Well, the words are coming out.
This is actually them?
This is them. Now, this is not their song. They're copying somebody else's song.
I was going to say, this is a good song.
Yeah.
So they copy that. Darius Rucker. His favorite songs are other people's songs.
Darius Rucker made Wagon Wheel better. Rascal Flatts made this one better. This was in the movie, one of the Cars movies. I think it was the first one. Cars, you know, Mater. Yeah, this was like in that movie.
Life is a Highway, that's
right. Life is a Highway, yeah, yeah. Good job, Billy. Also, piggybacking on today's show earlier, KSR, best Jeff Foxworthy joke. If you think French onion dip is an exotic tobacco product, you might be a redneck. See, that got you to laugh.
Because they're so corny.
They are bad. All right. We have breaking news
from Ronnie Nana.
Ronnie Nana. Mayor Linda Gorton. You supported her. You were one of her biggest supporters.
Yep, love her.
Drew from Madisonville. Whereas Lexington residents will proudly wear their blue and white on Saturday and root their team on to victory against the Bulldogs. Now, therefore, I, Linda Gorton, mayor of Lexington, do hereby declare October 15th and 17th Beat Georgia Weekend in Lexington and encourage all of our citizens to root the Cats on to victory.
Love it.
That's really cool.
That is cool. Mayor Gorton, get on board. Everybody has to wear their blue. Did you say blue and white or just blue? Probably wear their blue and white weekend in Lexington.
I hope people from America realize how unique stuff like that is to kind of get those kind of things happening in their town or their state or their county or wherever it is. Because I can guarantee you back home and in plenty of other countries, people aren't as fanatic as you guys are about sports, and I think it's awesome. It's so cool to have that. Like the whole of the football, everyone in the state's riding the football team right now, and it's so cool to see.
Well, you said like at your university, they didn't even have sports.
Correct. We don't have high school sports, college sports, nothing. It's just all kind of club stuff, I guess you guys would refer to it as. So.
Club stuff.
Yeah. Not club stuff as in 2 a.m. club stuff. Club stuff as in club teams. So. Well,
big night in Lexington. The club is opening up tonight, correct? What's it called? Is it just called the club?
Clubhouse.
Clubhouse opening up over on campus.
I bet that'd be a fun place, especially tomorrow night after Kentucky finishes the job in Athens.
Be some couches burned on State Street tomorrow night.
Are there any couches left after the last 2 weekends?
That is very true.
Drew, do you have any plans at your age tonight in Athens?
Billy, don't. Well, you see, I thought we would already be out and back home by now. I haven't even seen Athens yet, so I guess it's going to have to be late.
Let's. We've only got about 8 minutes left or so. So let's get serious for the last 8 minutes.
Yes, definitely.
And we'll talk about the game tomorrow.
Little X's and O's.
Little Perfect. X's and O's. Let's break it down. Yep. What has to happen? What do you see for Kentucky to win the game tomorrow? What absolutely has to happen?
They're not going to score a lot of points. We can sit here and talk about feeding Wandell, and they're going to have to do it a little bit. But Georgia's not going to give up much. Defense has to show up and hold Georgia just as well. I think for Kentucky to win, it's got to be a very low-scoring game. And I'm confident they can do it. I worry a little bit about that defensive line with those two huge injuries. Oxendine was playing great. I mean, he was the defensive lineman of the week in the SEC. That was announced minutes before Stoops announced he was out for the season. I mean, just horrible timing on that. He's playing so well. But, you know, Abade Fitzgerald, he started the year. He'll be right back in that starting spot. They have other guys that will help out. And then that's the one part on the defense I'm really worried about. Otherwise, I think the defense shows up. Those are two serious injuries on a defensive line that I thought was already a little thin.
Max?
Yeah, I mean, I got to agree. Obviously, the defense is going to be such a big part of it. It's going to be such a defensive struggle. I think that's where I really – and people don't look at it very much, but I'd like to see the special team stand up, whether it's a big punt return for a touchdown or even get us field position, or whether it's a big kickoff return, whether our punter, Colin Goodfell, at the moment can stand up under the ultimate heat tomorrow and put us in continually good field position. Because if it's one of those games like we had here a couple of years ago and it's just back and forth, both teams going three and out a lot, the special teams is going to be huge. And if we can get a gimmicky play going on special teams or some sort of big return, it sets us up to maybe have that field position. There's our 7 points right there, and we don't have to create 90 yards of offense.
Field position is important in games like this. You're right. When a lot of they may go three and out, or maybe just get one first down, and then go three and out. field position is huge when you got a game like this, isn't it?
It is, and that's why I think, like, as much as, you know, everyone kind of goes to the fridge and grabs themselves a beer or something like that when we're punting or there's a kickoff or something like that, the amount of time and effort that teams put into it is crucial to winning football games, especially football games like this, where it's defense versus defense. Every yard is really, really precious. It's not going to be 45 to 42 tomorrow. It's going to be, you know, maybe 10 to 17 type game. So every single yard you can get, every single way you can make it easier on your offense to not have to drive the length of the field is going to be big.
Billy?
You know, I think the easy answer would be the turnover battle, but over the last 2 years, Kentucky scored a combined 3 points against Georgia. So if you're asking me, I think red zone efficiency has to be important. If you get in the red zone, you have to score touchdowns, because if you are going to be in a close game like this versus Georgia and you're kicking field goals the entire game, it's going to be a lot harder to win.
We do have a very good field goal kicker in Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, the Hulk.
I'm calling him Mark all week and just see if that helps him.
I'm looking forward to seeing how he goes. I think that's going to be a huge part. I think their field goal kicker has been a little bit shaky. Probably not a whole lot of people follow field goal kicking, but he has been a little bit shaky. So,
really?
And Matt's been really – Matt or Mark, whichever you want to call him.
Sure.
I think he prefers both. He's been really, really solid for us. If he can put 3 from 3, 4 from 4, whatever we can get him in range for, that's going to be huge.
And going against that Georgia defense, you're not going to get many possessions on that side of the field.
Yep.
So if he does get sent out, got to make these.
Gotta,
I mean, you can miss one in some games and get back there and make the next one. But Georgia, you have to get every little thing they'll give you.
I feel like, and I've said this on KSR, the three best offensive players on the field are going to be Kentucky. Will Levis is the best quarterback. Chris Rodriguez is the best running back. Wandell is the best receiver. But Georgia has the best defense probably in the country. So it's almost like that's a deadlock. I feel like the game is going to be won, our defense against their offense. You know, we can't give up a cheap touchdown or some fluky play or something. So our defense has got to play tomorrow. And you mentioned you're a little worried with the injuries that have hit the defense.
I feel everyone's talking about Georgia's defense, as they should. But people aren't talking enough about Georgia has to score too.
Right.
And I know Kentucky's defense isn't Georgia's, but Kentucky's defense is pretty dang good. And Georgia's got QB issues. JT Daniels has missed the last couple weeks. They've been back and forth with Stetson Bennett the ninth.
Winston Bennett.
Yeah. I don't know what they will do, but I do know that Kentucky's defense is not Georgia, but it's pretty dang close and doing very well in the SEC. And if they can step up and play well, it's just going to be whichever team can put up some points. And like you said, I'm not willing to surrender Levis as the best QB, but Rodriguez and Wandell Robinson, I mean, they're the best in the leading receiving and rushing in the conference right now. So I do think Kentucky has a big edge there.
We're a really good football team. It's going to be imperative that we put them under some sort of mental strain in terms of being able to just stick with them for a little amount of time. If we can make it close up until halftime, then they've got to be thinking, all right, we haven't blown this team away. They've been able to blow every single team away almost in the first quarter, bar Clemson, and that game was an anomaly with first game of the season. They've been able to blow every single team, and at quarter time, they're all up and about, they're all happy, they're all high-fiving, the game's over. If we can just make them play and have to think about it for a little while, that's going to be huge.
That's a big thing with these Georgia games. The second half, teams have already quit, and they're looking at their bus wanting to get out of there.
True.
If you can stay in the fight in that first quarter, like Max said, they've just killed everyone except that first game of the year in the first quarter. If you're in it after that first period ends, Georgia might look around and think, okay, we're in for a fight, and they really haven't had that all year.
And let's not kid ourselves as well. Mark Stoops has been able to come up, and obviously Coach White, with a defensive philosophy against almost every team we've ever played to be able to keep us in games, and I don't see why this is going to be any different. Yeah, we might not be scoring, but I doubt whether they're going to be scoring.
One thing about Stoops, he plays to who they're playing. Okay, we played Chattanooga, it was a fight. But then when we play good teams, I mean, he has them in the mix there too. I mean, he's got a knack for being in close games, and as Max can tell you much more than I could, he's got something about firing them up on the road too. So I think Stoops will have them ready.
We mentioned Coach White. After the Missouri game, he has kind of – Missouri exposed something to us, against us on defense. After that, though, I think Coach White has developed game plans to counteract that. You know, we don't get exposed anymore.
Yeah, and I'll call one guy out by name, Carrington Valentine, a new cornerback. I thought a little inconsistent early in the year, but each game he's getting better and better.
Sure, he is.
Part of that in Missouri, and it wasn't just him. I'm using him because he's improved.
Yeah.
That Missouri game, they're just a little shaky at the cornerback spot. That's why they were getting the dink and dunking. But Carrington Valentine is getting better and better each week.
And I'll say as well, I think tomorrow, look for a lot of use of the tight ends. Look for Isaiah Cummins. Look for Justin Rigg. Look for Brendan Bates. Don't get talked about a whole lot Obviously, Wandale is probably going to get two men on him most of the game. Look for our tight ends to be a big part of tomorrow.
Yeah, I think they play a lot of 12-man personnel with two tight ends a lot of times to try to just run the football, pick up 3-4 yards a carry, and move the chains a little bit.
And they've got a running back. They call him Zeus. I mean, we don't have time for Zeus. Kentucky's defense needs to let him know real quick he's not Zeus.
That's true.
Can't call yourself Zeus if you're not Zeus.
Let J.J. Weaver or Dondre Square, somebody smack him early and let him know what's coming.
Very important to start early.
That won't last long. They've got Zeus. We got Jesus and Josh Pascal. So I think I know who's going to win the God battle. Yeah.
Well, listen, guys, I appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun. Max from Hyden.
Yes, Hyden. Hyden, Kentucky. Yeah.
And Drew from
Madisonville. Madisonville. My cell phone bill is going to be outrageous.
Yeah, you had a heck of a signal all show.
Thanks for letting me hang around.
Billy R. Sports running the ship back in the station. So, Billy, we appreciate it. I said ship.
Okay,
running
I was
the
like,
ship
wow.
From the ship.
Back at the station. So, Billy, we appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely, guys.
All right. Friday night edition, the Freaky Friday edition of Big Blue Insiders come to a close. We'll see y'all at noon tomorrow for the KSR pregame show. Where are we at?
The Special Collections Library by the SEC Nation setup.
Special Collections Library. All right. Stay tuned. The SEC Football Roundup, or whatever it's called, is coming up next here on WLAP.